News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, an online hub to inform third level students about sexual consent is being launched today and will go live at the beginning of the academic year in September. It will contain material for both staff and students in higher level institutions and be publicly accessible. And for more on this, we're joined now by Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Nolene, a welcome development. Are you happy to see this going ahead? There's been lots of talk about, I suppose, sexual consent training, particularly at third level.
Absolutely. I know this is great because over the past year or so, under the direction of the Higher Education Authority and the Department of Further and Higher Education, there's been a real push to put in place systems and policies to deal with sexual harassment and sexual abuse in higher level institutions. And that has been necessary because it was missing before. But ideally, Ciara, you're trying not to have to use that. One of the ways of not having to use those policies and procedures is to have a really solid, good basis, understanding consent, healthy sexual relationships, understanding about sexual activity in general for people who are at that stage where they're going to colleges and higher level institutions or where they're working in them. And that's where this online hub is a really useful way forward, because one of the things that's really missing is capacity for people to understand really. Everyone says, well, of course I know what consent means. Consent is yes, and, you know, absence of consent is no. But actually, in real life, understanding consent between people involves a lot of communication, a lot of language, and this will give people language, information. It will allow it to allow people to apply it to themselves, and it's online. And it will also allow people to know what to do if somebody else discloses something. So, for instance, a staff member hears something that's going on. You know the way you freeze sometimes when you hear about something and you don't know what to do with it? So this will allow people to understand better how to hear that and how to deal with it. So for all of these reasons, and because it's being put online, where a lot of information that we get about everything is online, a lot of young people depend on online more than any other source of information. Sure. And right now they get a lot of misinformation on the web, they get a lot of pornographic information, that's not real, and this will counteract it. So it's a great initiative, and NUI Galway and its Active Consent Programme have been doing a lot of work in this area over recent years.
And what do you say, Nolene, to people who say that the kind of people who are going to engage with this hub and are interested in this hub are not the kind of people who actually need it, that the kind of people who might ignore things like consent or might maybe pay scant attention or be slightly indifferent to things like consent, who might actually need this hub, won't go near it, won't use it, won't engage with it? And those who are already, I suppose, motivated to do the right thing are the people who will be using it. So it's only going to serve people who are already on the right side of this.
Yes, of course. But if you think of it as well, if it's for all of the staff that are in the higher education institutions as well, if it gives them a way of understanding what's happening in the colleges where issues around consent and sexual harassment are being pushed out at an institutional level, so they'll all understand. And so it's good if it gives them extra language. And then there is likely to be pressure on people to show that they did the workshops that are on it, that they looked at the information that's there. And if we can bring it from a case that only a minority of people have access to good information, knowing where to go to find out about things, if we can make that a significant majority, because most people do want to know, but just
and
the
so,
resources
so
haven't
on that,
been there.
On that note, should it be compulsory? Because it's optional now for people to engage with this hub, but would you like to see it being a compulsory or a mandatory thing for students?
Yeah, so I think you will find when anyone is going to college, particularly for the first time in September, they will be required to do induction, and part of that induction will be around how the college sees consent, how they understand sexual harassment and have zero tolerance for it. So it's part of the answer. And it's like in this as well, I noticed that the Department of Justice is also reminding people that they're going to be rolling out a nationwide consent campaign. Okay. So here is a resource which isn't a magic bullet because it's one of a number of resources, but it will be there. It will be focused on people who are in third level institutions, focused on students and will be useful for them.
Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Nolene Blackwell, their CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.